When Jesus talks about himself as being the Son of Man, we might think that that name makes him sound quite ordinary, like he's a normal person. But when you realise what Jesus is referring to, that he's referring to a particular Old Testament prophecy, you realise that what Jesus is claiming to be is anything but ordinary. What he's talking about is Daniel chapter 7. Let me read a little bit of it to you. I saw in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, there came one like a son of man. And he came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. And to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom one that shall not be destroyed. Far from being an ordinary person, when Jesus claims to be the Son of Man, he claims to be the world's greatest ever king. That God himself has given Jesus kingship over the whole world. And of course, Christians believe that one day we will see that with our own eyes, that we will see Jesus as king of the whole world. And that's what makes Christmas so special, that Christmas is the world's greatest ever king being born into the world.